And that's Matt Carpenter with 41.9% hard hit percentage. Now, Carpenter is just a really interesting name in that I think the story on him seemingly has the change, right? Like the narrative a little bit has changed. Because we looked at Matt Carpenter a few years ago. He breaks out, right? In 2013, right? He bets 318. The OBP is 392. 11 home runs, 126 ribbies. We're like, all right. That can't last. Fine. So a year later, he comes back. All right, I think the OBP is going to be good. The average will be good. The power is probably not something we're going to really consider. And you're like, you know what? You were right. He had only had 8 home runs. Out of 99 runs scored, 59 ribbies. That was more in line with what we expected out of Matt Carpenter. 2015, we're like, whoa. 28 homers, 84 ribbies, and the OBP is still there at 365. This is weird. So now you're kind of wondering what you're going to get in 2016. Are you going to get the 2015 Matt Carpenter or the 2014 Matt Carpenter? And I have to think in 2016 you saw more of the 2015 guy. 21 homers, 81 runs scored, 68 ribbies, depending where, you know, hitting the lineup. The RBIs won't necessarily be there. But again, that OBP, fantastic. You know, the second best of his career here at 380. I read all these stats and I have to project now that Matt Carpenter, given the hard hit percentage over 41%, he's probably going to be a 375 OBP guy and a 20 home run guy. I mean, he's going to be good. Like, I think, judging by the stats I'm given, judging by the past, I think now we have kind of figured out that Matt Carpenter is just a really good player.
He's a very good baseball. He's a very good offensive player. He's a good professional hitter. That's why you get that rank up there. Now, people are not talking about him because what is his eligibility at, second or first?
So he's going to play first base this year. His eligibility
is at second base, right?
Or is it at third?
And third.
Second and third. So here you
and
got
he's going to be eligible at first, too.
So he's going to be all over the
yeah,
diamond.
Yeah, so you can play him all over the diamond. He's a very valuable player right here. And like you said, Greg, the on-base, the slugging, all numbers are falling in line.
Correction on that. Okay. He is eligible at first already. He played 45 games.
Okay.
Second base, he's eligible. He played 40 games. And third base, he's eligible. He's eligible at all three
already.
Field positions.
And here's the thing.
Already.
And a great point. You know, I know some people don't like hearing the term, but, you know, it makes sense when you say professional hitter. You think of certain guys. You think of Matt Carpenter. You know, he was able to change his game the way he wanted to and successfully do it. Another guy that I think of in that lexicon is Daniel Murphy. And you look at his hard hit percentage, last year jumped a little over 7 percentage points. There are certain guys that are just really, really gym rats or really understand hitting in a certain way, like Murphy and Carpenter. And when they get it right, you know, that's who they are, even if they change who they are. I remember years ago, I remember Tony Gwynn. You know, they would say, why don't you hit more homers? And he would say, look, if I wanted to, I could. That's just not the way I choose to approach it.
Yeah, and Carpenter, it's the same thing. He'll get you 25 bombs, but he's also going to hit in, you know, close to 40 doubles every season. You know what I mean? So, professional hitter, people overlook him. There's no flash to his game. And, you know, these positions can get deeper with these young talent and stuff like that. But Matt Carpenter, solid offensive option.
But playing devil's advocate, when do you start thinking this goes the other way? I mean, we're going in 2014, he had a 33% hard rate, right?
Yep.
Right. Then he jumps 4% to 37, 41.
Yep.
And now he's 31 years old. Like, when does it start going the other way for both him and Murphy? I think the expectations, I would never put it. What do you think going in? I would probably put him at 37, if I had to guess, a hard hit rate. Do you think that he can continue to maintain this level? Never mind improve at this level that he's put out the last two seasons.
Like, I guess the question is, right, Tony, have we seen the best of Matt Carpenter?
Is 31 old?
Right.
That's the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think it is.
But then again,
like, descending.
I bring up the Matt Holliday example, and, you know, there's a guy with age still hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, I don't. So, like I said, I'm not projecting 30 home runs for Matt Carpenter, right? Like, I don't think this number is going up. But I think he had 21 last year, 28 the year before, and as Corey just said, he's going to hit you 40 doubles too. I think you can safely project 20 homers. I think you could.
Last year, Greg, you played in 129 games. You know what I mean? So there was injuries involved,
right.
Also. So
maybe you do project 25 homers.
You can project. I think you can safely project 25 homers with a .280 batting average.
Scotty, inside the Roto Experts exclusive Edge package, which is available now, of course, rotoexperts.com. Use free radio when you check out. What are the projections here for Matt Carpenter?
I will retrieve them for you, and I shall return.
Thank you. You know, is somebody, is he more valuable to you, Tony, in an OBP league? Because, I mean, the average is fine. It's about 270 or so. But in OBP leagues, I mean, it's just massive.
Yeah, it is. And if you expect that power to be in the 20 range,
yeah,
he becomes a top play. And if you play in these draft champions leagues, which we play in,
yep,
he becomes invaluable with that position eligibility because you can't pick anyone up. Mm-hmm. You can't trade once you have injuries. And when he's eligible at all three infield positions, that's huge.
It just makes it really, really valuable. I'm going to get into position scarcity in a little bit. So Matt Carpenter, is he somebody in labor here? He went in the beginning of the fifth round. Labor's a 15-team draft here. Corey, that seems a little late.
Yeah, because he doesn't have that name, that pop, that flash, that, you know what I'm saying, he's not the next big up and coming guy. He's not the guy with all the lights. He's not the guy that you want to be on when you first get it. And he doesn't, and also he doesn't add no speed to his game. You know what I'm saying? And I think there could be people that think, okay, regression could possibly be coming.
All right, so let me throw out some to you, Tony. Would you rather have Matt Carpenter or the guy that's picked right before him in labor, Adrian Beltre?
I would go with Matt Carpenter. At this stage of his career, Adrian Beltre, we got a guy that's close to 40, but plays in a better offensive ballpark.
Certainly.
In Texas, I think that a lot of people would go with Adrian Beltre there. But at this stage, he's had a couple injuries the last couple seasons, Beltre. I would probably move and take Matt Carpenter to play the safer option here.
Scotty, you got the projections from Roto Experts.
269, 18 home runs, 68 RBIs, 374 OBP.
So it's
those
really
are
interesting.
Conservative.
So it's really, yeah, interesting. So you give us the 374 OBP, which is pretty much in line, which makes, mm-hmm, sense to me. And I'm very interested in the Roto Experts projections projected out about 18 home runs, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm on Fangraphs now. You have the depth charts, Steamer, and Zips, right? Three, right, other projection systems, mm-hmm, all 18 home runs. Why are people only projecting 18 home runs? Dude played 129 games, as Corey just said, 21 home runs. Assuming he plays another 20 games or so, if he stays healthy, of course, knock on wood, why 18?
I think maybe it's sometimes the way that projections are done, because, well, the way projections are done is you take a three-year average and you kind of deviate off of that. And if you take the three-year average of what he's doing...
Stat.
Okay, don't.
I think the biggest alarm for projections is in 2014, we're talking about a 4% home run to fly ball ratio that's jumped to 15% and 13% the last 2 years.
Right.
And I think that's what alarms people.
Yeah, and any way you do it, if you take the last 3 years, and a lot of people have done projections in the past, you know, they take 3 year and they deviate off of that.
Okay.
Whereas over the last two years, I think, you know, Carpenter has shown more of what he is now.
So we're looking at that home run to fly ball ratio, as Tony just mentioned, 4.7% in 2014, jumps to 15.8% last year, which is why everyone thought, okay, there's going to be a major regression, yeah, in 2016. And we didn't see it. That was, yeah, at 13%. And is it possible, Scotty, you just talked about it, he just changed his swing. Like, he changed it.
There's something mechanically there. I haven't researched it.
He absolutely did.
Right, yeah, right.
I know the story. He made a bet with Adam Wainwright, which is the craziest thing ever, that he would hit 20 home runs prior to that season.
Right.
And Adam Wainwright bet him like a Mercedes-Benz golf cart or something. And he won that bet, and ever since then, he's been focused on power. That's the crazy story, and that's a true story.
It's very, yeah, interesting. And also, along exactly what Tony's talking about, that ground ball percentage in 2014, the year he only hit 8 home runs, 41%. In 2015, dropped to 29%, and then basically stayed there in 2016, yeah, at 30%. So you can see he's absolutely hitting the ball in the air significantly significantly greater amount of time than he was. So I think those 18 home runs, that projection's a little bit low. I think you could do it a little larger. I think. I'll give you one, Scott. Matt Carpenter or Kyle Seager?
Matt Carpenter or Kyle Seager? Man, that's a tough one. Seager plays in a pitcher's ballpark, but it It really doesn't matter. I think I might. This is a tough one. I think I might slightly lean Seager for a few more homers, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Corey?
A little bit more power in Seager's bat.
Tone?
Yeah, Seager, more consistent productivity at the home run.
Okay.
Like, I know his floor is probably 25 home runs, where Matt Carpenter is where we want him to be.
Yep, I think it's a fair point. So those are a couple of third basemen that I found Matt Carpenter to be in their class. Now you get to the second baseman. We talked a little bit about second baseman yesterday and just how deep it is, and now when Matt Carpenter qualifies, I kind of want to know where he stands. Like, D. Gordon versus Billy Hamilton, that we talk about all the time. Like, would you rather have Matt Carpenter or D. Gordon? Court?
That's roster construction right there.
Yeah. Sure.
That's roster construction. And then plus, you'll be able to get Carpa a little bit later on. I think it's hard to compare those two players. They're not in the same type of class when it comes to what they can do for your fantasy teams. I would say maybe like a Carpenter or a Odor.
I was going to ask about Ruffnet Odor. That was the next one on the list for me.
I think I'll take Odor.
Just 22 years old.
Give me the more power. The ballpark. Give me the 15 stolen bases. Yeah.
Okay. One more. Oh, Matt Carpenter.
Okay. Yeah. You said
definitely average difference.
I would too. And I think there's a lot of fantasy analysts that would take Carpenter over Ruffnet Odor.
Really?
Like, Ruffnet Odor is one of the guys they speculate that they think a collapse could happen this year, and they don't believe a lot of his numbers across the fantasy industry. If you go and look at a lot of the rankings, he's not as high as the numbers with the 33 home runs indicate, which is kind of crazy. So I think there'd be a lot of people that would take Matt
Carpenter. Are you one of them?
His home run to fly ball ratio. I would, if I needed speed, I would definitely go Odor.
Okay.
In this one. So I would probably err on the side of Ruffnet Odor. But I think that Ruffnet Odor could be a 24, 25 home run guy. So again, the floor is there. That he's
a little
there.
Speed,
so I would take. Yeah, I would probably take. Yeah, I get Ruffnet Odor. I would take him. But I think it would be closer than you think.
To Tony's point, a lot of fantasy analysts are like, you know, show me again.